Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy. This is the show where we look for new ways to kill time. The least and most techiest podcast out there. Why? Because we love tech and gadgets and lifestyle, but we talk about it like your mates talk to you about it. All right? Now, speaking of mates, good friend of the show, James Haskell, popped on a few episodes ago. Billy Producer, what episode was James Haskell on again?
Episode 333.
333 he came on. Now, James said when he popped on the show that if we ever had any tech that we wanted him to review for us, we could do just that. So we sent him over a pair of Beats Pro headphones and a very smart Pico projector. We're going to talk about that. But first things first, we had a little chat catch up on the phone. So without further ado, Billy, can you press play on my interview with James Haskell? Now, you've been active, man. I've been looking at your social media. You've been everywhere, mate.
Wait, that's all the stuff that I post. I've been even more over places than there, but it just seems to be getting quite busy since I retired. So, but I've been on a few. Since I saw you, I've been, I've been Fiji, Tonga, Turkey, Italy, France twice, Ibiza twice. I'm off to Japan, Australia, and New York. I've got that. So I've done, I think, a couple more in there as well. It's just been a bit crazy.
Where's your head at then, mate? Because if I was you, my head would be a bit scrambled then.
Well, it's actually all right. I'm actually all right at the moment. I feel pretty good. I'm just, you know, because I've got this MMA stuff that I'm doing and, you know, that kind of fixes me with the training. So I'm training all the time. I feel pretty good about that. So I'm actually all right, mate. The thing is, all of it's very different. So that's the only thing is that the last 2 days I've done two talks on mental health, one for UBS, one for a big engineering company. Today I'm off to do kind of two rugby lunches in London, you know, ones, you know, just they're just straight kind of after dinner stuff. Then tomorrow I've got an event that was supposed to be in France, and then I fly to Japan, hopefully not until I have a tornado or typhoon or whatever it is.
Yeah, let's hope not, because it's looking a bit ropey out there at the moment. But fucking hell, that is super busy, man. But when I heard about this MMA stuff, the Bellator stuff, I was like, for real? Like, where did that come from, man?
Yeah, well, it was one of those things where I'd done some stuff. I used to present a TV show on BT Sport about the UFC, yeah. Called Beyond the Octagon. I used to do it all the time. Did about 40 shows of them. Really enjoyed it. Liked watching it. Always done a bit of the training. Always done a bit of the jiu-jitsu stuff. Nothing massive. You know what I mean? I'm pretty useless all of it. But done bits and pieces. And then I basically, you know, the guy contacted me, the European guy. I was like, oh, do you want to? I thought he was going to ask me, did I want to? You know, do some more commentary work. So I started talking to him, and then he said, no, I want you to fight. I want you to go from rugby to MMA. So I was like, well, I'm not sure about that. And I had a bit of a laugh. And then I talked to a few mates and obviously talked to my wife. She was like, you're an idiot. And I decided that I was quite keen to do it just because being a big guy, people always think you're going to be tough, but you know that's not always the case. So I just thought I'd give it a try, and you know it's going to be pretty scary, and it is fun, it's hard work, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, man. What's the training like then? MMA training? Horrific. How different is it from
horrific
rugby?
Just like, you know, like I used to burn about 500-600 calories doing like a rugby fitness session or something like that. I'm burning about 1,000 calories you know, in one workout. So you know, we're doing 2 hours, so that's probably about 2,200 calories I'm burning through. So it's pretty impressive. And obviously all the technical work and, you know, the sparring and else, it's pretty full on.
Yeah, because you're a pretty big lad as well, so you
well,
kind
exactly.
of...
I'm heavyweight as well, which is no, you know, there's no getting away from that, which is annoying.
All right.
But,
yeah,
so well.
What did the missus say when you came home, though? Seriously, did she just say you're an idiot?
Yeah, she said you're an idiot. She got really upset. She was like, look, you've just given up 18 years of your life to your body. I don't want to see you get hurt again. I don't want you to get more, you know, more injured. I don't want you to have all this stuff. And I was like, well, look, I really understand that. And look, my game is not to, my objective is not to do that. You know, I want to learn it and do it. I was always going to do the training. You know, I'm getting paid to do it now. You know, there's lots of opportunities. I've obviously always been a team sportsman. Now I'm an individual sportsman, which requires a whole different set of stuff, which, you know, if you're being ruthless, means that you can talk about more stuff in the corporate world. You can do other things. You can, so that there's kind of a big game plan, like a bigger picture. It's not just, I want to go in there and fight. I haven't thought like that, but I think, you know, the more I build up into my first fight, which I think will be in the middle of end of next year, I'll be in a good place. I'm in a great gym, so, you know, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, good stuff, man. We'll be rooting for you, and
you.
Like, all the best. But yeah, just wanted to grab you real quick, because here at How to Kill an Hour, we like to try out bits of tech, and there's something that we've been working with, and I think the angle that we can take this from is what it's like after using it for a few months. So fired over a pair of Powerbeats Pro to you from Apple, and there was a lot of hype when the kind of new AirPods came out and the new Powerbeats Pro came out, and I think the conversation we can have is just about what are they like in real life day-to-day usage.
Fine.
So yeah.
Perfect. I'll talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, well, basically, you fired a pair over to you. I mean, how do you use them? Because the big hype about the Powerbeats Pro was that they're wireless. You haven't got a dongle. Like, the pair before them had the Powerbeats 3. They had a little lead behind them that you could tuck behind your neck or have in front of you, which was a little bit better than having something that was plugged into your phone. But the big thing about these, obviously, is that there's two separate buds that go in each your ears.
Yeah, so look, you know, I'm a massive earphone keno. I used to do some stuff with Bose. I used to have Bose headphones, used to quite like them. And then I kind of went fully across to Beats by Dre. You know, I've kind of had almost all of the ones in the series. I did some sponsorship stuff with them. I haven't done anything for years in that respect. So you're kind of getting an unbiased view. I always used the Powerbeats for training, and it was a bit niggly with the cable, you know, way better than anything else that had been there, because you got good volume, good sound, and they didn't fall off, which was key. The issue for me was, you know, I before the Powerbeats Pro came out, I looked at the JB, I think it's the JBL ones. I looked at the Jabra ones. I tried the some Under Armour ones as well, and there was small buzz. But do you know what? I couldn't get the volume in there. They would sit in your ears. So they would stay in. They were good. They didn't fit around your ears. They didn't have the big loop around your ears. But all of these other brands were, they just didn't have the volume. They just didn't have the power. You know, I tried to crank it up. You want to have a little bit of bass in your ear. If they had volume, it didn't have the bass. So when I got sent the Powerbeats Pro by you guys, I was like, put them on straight away, desperate to hear like that kind of bassy sound. I listened to a lot of house music. I wanted to have that kind of power in my ears, because, you know, when you use the AirPods, right? They're great for walking around with doing phone calls. I preferred to do phone calls with them.
Same.
With Apple. I had a pair, but at the volume, you know, if you had any kind of background noise, terrible in the gym, you could hear the gym, the sort of speaker gym music over your own music. So that really annoyed me. So they were terrible for training. If you did any kind of dynamic stuff, so obviously my training shifted from kind of just standard hypertrophy stuff when I first retired a couple of months ago to now doing a lot more dynamic shadow boxing, down and ups, Tabata style stuff, where you're constantly moving. Things would fall out. If you lay on the floor, they would come out eventually. But the Powerbeats Pro is an absolute game changer. They are incredible. They're, out of all the ones I've tested, and that's four or five I mentioned, they are light years ahead of anything else. I'm doing hour and a half long sessions in them, you know, sweating a lot. I've been training in the Maldives in really kind of hot gyms in the UK when we're in the summer. And, you know, they stayed in the entire time. You have that volume. I don't even have it, you know, sometimes with the AirPods and some other bits, you haven't turned fully up.
Yeah.
These, you know, you've got two or three notches from the full power. They sit comfortably. I use them all the time. If I'm being driven around doing anything, I'm doing work, I've got them on. And they're just, for me, they're the best out there. Like, you've got to, the hype is justified in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. So they are a couple hundred quid at the moment. And I think an important thing to say is like, yeah, with the AirPods, I use them when I'm going about my day-to-day business because they're easy to pop in, pop out. But when I'm going for a workout, I do want something that's going to stay in my ears. Were you lucky enough that when you put the headphones in, were those earbuds that came, because you know you can put different size buds on the Powerbeats Pro, were the ones that came on them, were they the right size for you? Because for me, I had to go a size down. And I noticed when I went a size down for my ear, that's when I noticed the volume was loads better, because if you have an ill-fitting fit with any kind of headphone that's in it, then you kind of don't take advantage of the volume and bass that you can get out of them.
Yeah, so actually the ones out of the box did fit me, you know, straight away. Yeah, so that they kind of fitted quite well. Interesting enough, actually yesterday I was in the car and one of the earbuds, I was going to go into a job and it fell off and fell down the bit between the car, so I couldn't get it. So I went home, and obviously because of having loads of earphones over the years, I found one, I put one in. And again, I know it's exactly what you said. I put a slightly smaller one in because I didn't have an exact Beats one. I couldn't find one in time. Yeah. And the volume was slightly diminished and the fit changed a little bit. So you're right, that is absolutely key. But the ones out of the box fitted me perfectly. You obviously have got those spare ones. I mean, I don't know whether if I went bigger, it would be snugger. I've got quite, you know, I'm quite a big bloke. And you know, I'm not saying I've got Dumbo ears, but I've got reasonable size ears. So but you know, as I said, they were just kind of a real change, because everybody else I've seen walking around with the little solid bits in from, you know, from Bose, from Jabra, from JBL, from whoever else it might be. And Beats have gone along a different path. And I know they're expensive, but you know, when anything people talk about bulking expensive items, if you think about, right, you know, it costs you X to fill up your car, you spend X on a night out and dinner, you spend X on a thing. When you look at it, actually, it's all relative, you know, to people in their own financial situation. But I think for what you get, and the very fact they've got a really handy charging case, that you get that real, you know, longevity out of them, that they're pretty brilliant.
Yeah, you get 9 hours out of them, don't you? Like, to be honest, because I use them for workouts only, I charge up the box for a week, and to be fair, at the end of the week, I still got charged when I got my headphones in there. I don't think I'm like rushing to charge them, but there's not many wireless headphones that really don't carry a proper full charge of them nowadays. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting as well that I really like about it, these ones is, so at the moment I sit in the back of a car, I'm going to speak at a dinner, so I have my laptop on, right? So I would click the Bluetooth on my laptop, connect to my Pros, listen to it, then my phone would ring, and seamlessly, yeah, I'd be able to just click a button on my phone and transfer straight across. And take the phone call. And actually before, you know, trying to switch Bluetooth to Bluetooth, I found before it's a bit of a palaver. They don't really connect quite quickly. They struggle sometimes to be found. There's a delay. With these ones, it's kind of instantaneous, you know. Yeah. And I find that really quite nice if you're switching between different things. And that's been a real kind of positive for me. And also the connection, you know, obviously now with that near field technology, everyone's doing it, but the very fact you just hold it next to your phone, it tells you how much charge, tells you how easy to connect with, you know, with that Apple kind of simplicity. Whereas, you know, some of the other companies, it's not, you know, you have to get a third party app to use them and everything else. I just think it's quite nice that they seamlessly work with that, with Apple products.
Yeah, it fits in with the ecosystem. That's that, it's the Apple H1 chip. Now I won't go into all the details of what it does, but basically what it does is it means you can connect to your laptop easily, your Mac, connect to your phone easily. And you know what, that's something that's pretty decent. I think another thing that I'll mention before we move on from it is the quick charge. Whenever I hear about quick charge, I'm very skeptical. I'm like, all right, let's really test it out. But I basically rinsed them out till they're empty, put them in the pack for 6 minutes, took them out, and I got about an hour's work out of them as well. So that's a real thing. I don't know if you've had to try that out or not, but I just figured I'd had a go on it, mate. And it's true.
Well actually, I bought my wife a pair of them. Mm-hmm. Because you know, she's someone that preferred to have cable headphones purely because she forgot to charge everything up. You know, she's one of these people that hasn't really adapted to the fact that everything needs charge now. There's no such thing as like, you know, just, you know, if you want the old cable headphones, that's fine. Or you use the Studios or the Studio Pros or whatever, where you've got the cables, that's fine. But if you're using these, but actually that's kind of saved her a number of times, because all she'll do is she'll bang it into a car charger on the way to the gym, get that, but you know, that low amp charge and get it and be able to have an hour. And it saved her a number of occasions. And when she gets back, remembers to plug it in. So I've had that a couple of times as well, you know, just about to go and do something to sit on the plane and then being like, oh crap, I didn't charge it up and popped it in, giving it that time, and had that hour, which has been perfect.
Decent, man. Oh yeah, and it's got a button on it as well, which the AirPods don't, so I can't pause stuff on the AirPods without my Apple Watch, which I got on me. But these, you can slap a pause on them by just pushing the button on either side.
I will say one criticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, listen, this ain't a paid ad, so just keep it real, mate.
is so when I put them into my head, there's a number of times I've gone to adjust them in my ear and just cancelled a phone call.
Yeah,
or I've leant on something, or you know, and done something. I've just turned them off, or like switched them off, and that can be quite niggly. And also, say for example, you're listening to in the gym, and this is, I think, more maybe the iPhone's fault than them, but you know, you say you go to Mixcloud, you're listening to a mix, and then you pause that, then suddenly your Apple, so I'll give you an example. I'm in the gym, my wife comes over to talk to me, which is irritating enough when you're training. I press the button on my headphones to shut off my mix. That shuts that off, and then Apple Music then starts playing something else in the background. You end up there tapping it like 3 or 4 times, yeah, and she's there rolling her eyes. So it's not great for relationships if you want to have a if you're trying to do a seamless transition and stop the music.
Fair enough. There, it's as if Apple wants you to play Apple Music.
Yeah, exactly. But it's annoying. Like every time I plug my phone into the car or do something, it suddenly starts playing that Ed Sheeran
get the A team. You get the A song. Yeah. So whatever song is it.
I've heard that so many times. I want to throw Ed Sheeran out of a window. But I love his music. But that one specific track, as soon as I connect to the car, it starts singing.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up.
Mine's like Addictive. It's some house tune called Addictive. It always comes on, and I'm like, again. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Man. Well, thanks for having us a quick chat about that. Did you have a chance to check out the projector at all, mate?
I did.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I did. So again, I because I'm a real technology keen, as I came on and told you, I love anything like that. You know, I'm always kind of, if I've want to treat myself, I'm always kind of looking at what the latest bits and pieces are. Like, I actually bought myself that DJI Osmo Pocket the other day.
Oh, which good shout.
It's so key when you plug it into your phone. It's just unbelievable. But when you sent me the projector, I was like, oh, this could be an absolute game changer. I spend a lot of time on my phone going to hotels. We could use this. I'll be honest with you, I liked it. I'm just not sure yet any of the stuff like that is actually worth. You know what I mean? Like, once you set up the hassle, kind of the navigation with it, you know, it's quite, because it's quite cheap. It feels quite cheap about it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, trying to navigate, trying to connect, you know, I just found it a little bit niggly. But once you've got it up and running, you know, obviously make sure you get it on a flat surface, trying to make sure you get the angle right. By the end of it, it would have just been better to get one of those little things, prop your iPhone up, I felt. But certainly those pocket projectors for me are like, you know, where I think things are going. Because if you've got a fantastic one, but you know how, you know, big ones are like, you know, $7,000 or whatever, if you get an amazing one that does actually what you want it to do. So yeah. I think it's a great idea, but I think it's more of a novelty than something I would put in my like tech pack, if you know what I mean.
So you think it's something that needs a bit of work, so you're not going to be whipping out your projector when you're doing your DJ shows and stuff like that at your
No, just because I think it's a great idea, because the idea is, you know, lads have done it before, you know, if you went to a hotel room, you're on a team trip, lad turns up with a projector, beams it on the wall, everyone's watching Game of Thrones, you know what I mean? It's quite cool. You get your Beats pill, plug that in, you've got the sound, and everything. That's all good. You know, but I thought with this with this kind of thing that actually it's just, I just think it's a great idea, but it's not quite near, you know, the finished product, I don't think.
So I think we need more work, but you'd be interested in if in the future that they kind of like across the board there was an improvement in handheld projectors. It's something that could be, I mean, for the size of it's impressive, but you think it just needs to pack a bit more punch. Kind of like you said, like, with the DJI Osmo Pocket, which is small but actually does quite a lot.
Yeah, I just think as well, if you look at it, you know, it's just that the remote's quite plasticky and cheap. But you don't need a massively expensive remote. You know, putting it up on the stand, screwing it, it's just, look, it, you can tell that it's like for a certain sector of the market. And it does a job, but, you know, it's just I had to unscrew it two or three times to get it to sit up, you know, going through the menu, you know, a lot of these products that don't, you know, aren't based on kind of like Apple stuff and everything else like that are not as intuitive or seamless or look as polished. You know, it might be simple when you're doing the Android stuff and everything else. I just think that it looked cheap. It felt kind of a bit cheap. It still did a good job, but I would probably rather go up a couple of stages and get something slightly more expensive that was a little bit more seamless, that worked a little bit better. Because, you know, when any of these things you get out of the box, you know, I had to update it five times, do you know what I mean, before it would do anything.
Yeah, that's quite frustrating, that. So, yeah, it can do better across the board. And I'll leave you on this, though, James, because I know you're busy. Thanks for giving us your time. Isn't it interesting how Apple is the benchmark, right, for certain levels of quality? And I'll be honest with you. Not all Apple devices are on the cutting edge of they do everything first. But guess what? This shit just works, man. Do you know what I mean? And that's so much more important to me when I'm in mixing, when I'm out and about. I just want my stuff to work.
That is one of the real things. And I know there is a massive like tech war between Android and Apple. And, you know, everybody when a new Apple iPhone comes out, everybody laughs and says, "Oh, you know, you still haven't got this, you still haven't got that." Yeah. And I think agreement. You know, like for example, I was at the Vodafone 5G launch thing the other day, and obviously I said, you know, they said, "Oh, you know, you'll be using 5G," and I was like, "Well, A, you know, where can I get it?" And they said, "Well, actually, who do you use as a phone provider?" So, well, look, I've got an iPhone. They went, "Oh no, they're not going to do that for a couple of years until it's rolled out for everyone." You know, Samsung, the Note S10 or whatever it is, has got it. So, all Samsung and Android are ahead of everything. But actually, you know, the finish, the intuitive use of the applications, the way it sits and works, how smart it looks, the very fact that, you know, yes, there are lots of updates, but it kind of does it seamlessly. You know, you don't. I just think, yes, you know, it's better to do it well than be first all the time. And I think that they just do that for me. And I just like the seamless nature of how they all connect. You know, the only irritating thing I think with Apple is that, you know, the computer's taking all the ports away. It's just no game changer. Every 5 minutes they're changing all the connectors and stuff. That, you know, so that can be quite, I know technology advances, but sometimes I find that Apple fix problems that weren't even there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give you a problem you didn't realize you had.
Yes, yeah. Like we've taken away a button. We're like, well why? Well, we want to switch it, but we quite like that button. You know, well, we've, you know, we're going to, you know, we've taken away all earphone connect. Okay, well, okay, we quite like earphone jacks for certain things. You know, what if you want to plug into a stereo in the gym? Well, you know, you need to get the adapter. Okay, well, I've got a laptop. I do video editing. I need a hard drive. I want to plug into this. Okay, you need to buy an adapter, an adapter, an adapter. And before you know it, you've got sort of reams of cables, things getting twisted. It's just, that's irritating. You know, I've got a MacBook Pro, a new one and an old one. And I spent all my time on the old one because it's got two USB ports. It's got the HDMI port. It's got the SD slot. It's got everything. Yeah. There was no need to make that any better.
I'm still on the old shape because I'm reluctant to move over.
Because you have
to get the dongle for everything.
No, that's what. And I don't know why you would. I don't know who said, "Oh, we need this lighter." Like who's going around going, "Oh, I can't carry a laptop around."
You're James Haskell and carrying around a laptop might be a little bit easier for you than other people.
Yeah, but I don't even know. Listen, mate, we're talking, you know, micrograms. It's like, you know, we've taken off 200. It's like, really? I mean, who noticed? Who cares? Who can't pick up a laptop? Just leave extra fucking five USB ports in there and shut up. I'm excited to see what's going on. But look, you know, hopefully, you know, if you guys got anything you need testing out again, let me know, because I'm always keen to you know, to give you an honest opinion. Obviously I use them in quite a rugged way, a lot of stuff, you know, because of all the, you know, one minute I'm DJing, one minute I'm sort of training, next minute I'm doing speaking, so I'm all over the place doing things all over the time. So you know, good test.
A request for some rugged tech from James. All right. I reckon that's a good shout. And also, yeah, my mate was talking about, my mate in London yesterday said he's in an area where there is no high speed broadband.
And yeah. you're saying in Japan you can pull 100. That was a while back when you're getting 100 meg. So I also want to hear what the internet is out like there, because I've realised how shit we are in the UK when it comes to internet speed.
Mate, we're a toilet over here. We're terrible. I mean, do you know what the one thing was that I didn't want to say the other day at this Vodafone launch? Was everyone was so excited about 5G. And I wanted to sit all the phone companies down and go, guys, what would be really important is that if some of us could actually finish a phone call. That's what's like really, that's the most annoying thing about it. It's like if you drive around in London, drive out of London, get on a train, you can't finish a phone call. The amount of times I start a phone call and have to turn around and say, call them back 7 times. I'm like, we sent a man to the fucking moon. We're doing all this stuff. Why can't we just finish a phone call?
That's a good shout. Imagine getting to the moon and not having reception. Ain't going to happen, mate.
What I mean. I've got no reception, you know, like, even, and so parts of London, parts of the UK, the internet is so bad. And I know we've become so dependent on it, but, you know, when you're sitting in your house in Japan and everybody's got 100 meg broadband and, you know, it's everywhere and you're covered and you go into certain parts of London, you've still got dial up or, you know, or everyone's goes, well, we haven't got the fiber optic or we could get the fiber optic is if you spend 100 grand to put a hub next to your house. You're like, no, I think I'm okay on that. So, why don't we, well, I've now got your number of WhatsApp. Why don't you, do you want to give me a call when I'm out there for 3 weeks? So maybe we can do a little update on what I've seen, if there's anything amazing, technology stuff or something.
Yeah, of course, man. That'd be great, man. Cool. No problem with that at all. All right, man. Cool. James.
All right, cheers, pal. Speak to you later.
All right, in a bit, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That was the little chat with James Haskell that we had. And he's about to kick off his MMA career, I believe. So wish him all the best of luck with that. And like you heard him say, he's up for trying out some new stuff and having a chat with us about tech in the future. So this is probably not going to be the last time that you hear James Haskell coming on the show. All right. This has been How to Kill an Hour. I've been Marcus Bronzy. We'll be back next week with a full blown, full fat, full size episode. Bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.